This is MemberCare Media, a media ministry of TWR. Up next, a conversation we believe will be helpful to you. This is a copyright production of MemberCare Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
Hello again. I'm back with a second of four parts in a series that's on secondary stress, which I call having all the pain with none of the experience in my typically sarcastic and cynical way. I'm using a book that's actually online and developed in Canada on vicarious trauma, recommended solutions for anti-violence workers. And I find it very helpful, although I am adapting quite a bit because it's not exactly a good fit, but I like the way that the author puts together some of the symptomatology, etc. So today, I'm going to talk about some of the symptoms of secondary stress. First of all, though, I'd like to kind of review with you, what are some of the signs of healthy stress? Good question. I think healthy stress, which Hans Selye called eustress, E-U-S-T-R-E-S-S, a long time ago, have to do with the kinds of stress levels that actually increase our performance abilities and results. These are things like good concentration, cooperative behavior, effective problem solving, the ability to meet deadlines, a cheerful manner, concern and care for others. Appropriate sense of humor. Wow, that's a good one. I probably have inappropriate senses of humor most of the time. Clear thinking. The ability to plan long term. Realistic about yourself and what you can do. Plenty of energy. Positive comments. And constructive criticism given and received. Those are just a few of the things. Don't they sound positive? Don't you wish you were like that all the time? I do. I erroneously feel that I am like that all the time. Notice I said erroneously. I'm erroneous about my functioning most of the time, I fear, but I generally have a positive outlook. But there's quite a bit of times where I probably am under more stress than I realize, and that's when my fatigue level is up, when I travel and then deal with jet lag but refuse to acknowledge jet lag, those kinds of things. Okay, if those were the signs of healthy stress, what are the signs of overstress? Well, to a certain extent, they're kind of the opposite of those. So whereas good concentration was healthy stress, lack of concentration or difficulty in concentration is overstress. Memory loss is another one. Poor decision making. Worry, anxiety, or fear is evident. Depressiveness, inconsistency, overly self-critical. Lower self-esteem, accident proneness, tiredness, difficulty with sleep, confusion, physical issues and or illness. Those could all be signs of overstress. Great, so I probably just described your lives. Sorry about that. What do you do about that? Well, we're going to get to that in the next two meetings, but I want to talk about a very important cluster of behaviors or impacts, and that is personal impacts and professional impacts. It's a great little table on page 14 that looks at the personal impact of secondary traumatic stress. These are things like cognitive, which is our thinking process, emotional, self-descriptive there, behavioral, what other people see, and spiritual and interpersonal and physical. Wow, that's a lot. So let me start back with cognitive. Okay, some examples of my cognitive functioning being impacted by secondary traumatic stress would be diminished concentration, rigidity, apathy, preoccupation with what people have been experiencing, self-doubt, perfectionism, and minimization or minimizing the situation. Kind of emotional issues that may be seen, a sense of powerlessness. I can't do anything about it, and it's immobilizing me. Anxiety, guilt, survivor guilt, sadness, depressiveness, an emotional roller coaster, a sense of being overwhelmed. The behavioral impacts include things like impatient, irritable, withdrawn, moody, elevated startle response, hypervigilance, accident proneness, losing things, and the using of negative coping, such as alcohol or other substance abuse. Spiritual impacts can include questioning the meaning of life, loss of purpose, a sense of feeling like one's prayers aren't answered, hopelessness, anger at God. Interpersonal impacts would include isolation from friends, a negative impact on one's parenting skills, loneliness, and intolerance. And finally, some of the physical impacts would be shock, heartbeat changes, somatic reactions, aches and pains, even dizziness, and impaired immune systems. That's quite a big platter, and all of those things are impacting each one of us individually and uniquely. For example, some of us may really have emotional reactions that manifest in behavioral things, but really not be aware of any cognitive issues. Some of us may develop physical reactions and not be aware of anything other than the fact that our back is killing us or a headache or we have diarrhea or we're sick all the time. But all of that can impair us a lot, and we maybe never even experienced the trauma. How can that be? How frustrating can that be? What a sense of impotence and powerlessness that can bring upon us. However, once again, let me encourage you that these are normal reactions to abnormal behavior, and that the fact that we are experiencing can say some good things about us. One, it says that we have empathy. We are experiencing that. It says to a certain extent that we're probably doing our job right. I'm not saying that we have to experience this in order to be doing our job right, but some of us feel deeply about the things that other people experience. And I think that is an appropriate process for us to understand. How does this work in our professional lives? Those of us, all of you have a professional life. You're all working. You're all doing something. So what does this do? Well, I think it directly impacts performance of job tasks, a decrease in their quality. We're not getting enough done. There's a lot of low motivation. We increase in the mistakes that we make. We develop unrealistic expectations about what we should be able to accomplish. That leads to a decrease in morale. We're not interested. We don't feel any appreciation for what we do. It impacts interpersonal relationships. We may have increased conflicts with colleagues. We have poor communication. We may have not been that good at communication, but in the midst of secondary stress, communication skills are further compromised. And behavioral may be tardy or irritable. We don't show up when we're supposed to. We don't call and say we're running late. All those kinds of things could be pointing at the fact that we're experiencing secondary stress. Would those things show up in primary stress too? Well, of course. And this probably, for some of us who are working in high stress, high chronic stress environments, this could be very confusing because, well, I'm that way all the time. Well, you certainly could be. That's why the treatments that I'm going to talk about in the next two sessions are going to be very important for you. But as we come to the close of this, I want to just draw a couple of conclusions. First of all, if you're experiencing any of this, don't get too freaked out about it. Don't get too upset. It's, remember, a normal reaction to an abnormal situation or an abnormal series of situations, or a series of abnormal situations, if you will. Secondly, there is hope and there are things that you can do. Some of them may not seem like a lot and some of them may be very little and very small. But remember, I'm a big person for focusing on tiny solutions. That's all about baby steps and making choices. And you can decide to make choices. Right now, maybe you're so filled up with the overwhelming symptomatology, if you will, and you don't know what to do about it. That's okay. That's why we have people around us to encourage, support, listen, and confront us. You may need to seek solutions that other people help you with right now. That's not a problem to seek the wisdom in multiple counselors. The problem is when you think you can do it on your own and all by yourself. This has been a rough topic to cover today, and I'm kind of leaving you in a negative place. But take care and take hope. We will come out the other side. Talk to you next time. Thank you.
This feature is a presentation of MemberCare Media. Thanks for taking the time to listen. We invite you to check out our website further. We offer audio features and resources to help you in your work and daily life. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that will be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of MemberCare Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.